This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hi, welcome to the My Smart Puppy Minute, where we help you help your dog. This is Sarah Wilson, and today we're going to talk about getting to good. And what I mean by getting to good is, in any situation, your job as your dog's teacher and coach and friend is to figure out how to get your dog to good as quickly as possible. That means, instead of focusing on what you do not like or what you find annoying, focus on what you like and what you appreciate and what is rewardable. So if your dog is jumping up, get your dog to sit and reward that. If your dog is rushing out the door, get your dog to sit and wait and reward that. So instead of focusing on any sort of punishment, focus on the reward much more. And you will find that incredibly helpful for your dog. One of the things I routinely find in my work as a professional dog trainer is that we all assume that the dog knows what they're supposed to be doing. So that when we say, "No, stop it," your dog apparently is supposed to go, "Oh, all right, I'm supposed to be doing XYZ." But the fact is they don't. They have no idea. It's as if I walked into your place of business and looked at you and said, "No, stop it." And you might think, "Wow, does she not want me to be working? Is it wrong for me to be at the desk? Should I not be here at all? Should I not be talking to her? What is it?" Your dog is exactly the same way, has no idea. Even if you've told them no 20 times or 200 times, they still may not know what the right answer is. So every time you tell your dog no, get them to a good behavior as quickly as you can. Another hint is, if you have a hard time getting your dog to that good behavior, if when I said earlier, when your dog's jumping, have them sit, and you rolled your eyes and said, "Well, if I could do that, I wouldn't be having trouble with jumping," and that would make you normal, then what you want to do is say to yourself, "Okay, then what my dog needs here is they need a lot more practice on sit. So every time I'm going to pet them or feed them or open the door or take off their leash or give them a toy or invite them up on the couch, I'm going to have them sit first." And if you do that for 1 week, then when you tell your dog to sit, your dog's likely to say, "Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. I know how to do that." But if you ask your dog something and they don't know what to do, assume they need more practice, not more correction or more punishment. All right? So, when your dog is annoying you, your job is to think, "What do I need to get to good?" And then get your dog there. Now, if you have any questions at all, please come by mysmartpuppy.com and ask us. That is what we're there for. We are there to help you help your dog. Have a great week.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.